And another really fascinating guy, and what makes him fascinating is his efficiency in goal scoring. So 2 years ago, as a 16, he scored 33 goals, yet he ranked 60th in the QMJHL in terms of shot attempts. So that is, you know, his shooting percentage, I think, was 18.7% that year, a lot higher than the norm. Then he comes back this year, he scores 20 goals, and is ranked 25th in the league in terms of shots on goal. So now, again, that shooting percentage up over 21%, which is abnormal when you look at, you know, typical ranges for players at that age. So that's the kind of neat thing about him. He's a really gifted offensive player. He's an excellent playmaker, a little guilty of hanging on to it too much sometimes, and a little bit guilty of maybe deferring to his line mate, Maverick Bourque, who was a first-rounder last year to the Dallas Stars. Also played with a guy by the name of Olivier Nadeau. You'll see him go in round probably three on Saturday. So together, they were a good line. Now, the one thing about Borgo is he did not have a good playoffs. And when things got difficult, his game extended out to the perimeter a little bit. That's kind of that recency bias. Again, it might hurt him just a little bit. But in terms of a guy who can play really well in the offensive zone, has that hockey brain when the puck's inside the opposition's blue line, he is one of the better players in this class for that. And, of course, he's got some deception in that shot, and that's probably what speaks to the high shooting and the efficiency in the shooting percentage.